I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight at the Keokuk Art Center, there is an artist reception for Ann Miller Titus. The Art Center exhibition for the month of October is a collection of work by fabric artist Ann Miller Titus of Quincy. She uses a variety of surface design and fiber techniques, including fabric discharge, dispersed dyes, image transfer, and felt making. Most recently, she's returned to the making of art quilts, creating highly textured surfaces with extensive machine quilting. She's a member of the Great River Artisans and the Hannibal Alliance Art Gallery. There will be an artist talk at 6 o'clock this evening at the gallery. It's free and open to the public. The reception is from 5 until 7. That's at the Round Room Gallery at 210 North 5th Street in Keokuk, Iowa. Tonight, the Western Illinois University Symphony Orchestra presents its initial concerts of the season under the direction of conductor Dr. Richard Huey. It's at 7:30 tonight in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus, and it's free and open to the public. Included on the program is a quadruple concerto for flute, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, and orchestra by Jean Francais, featuring members of WIU's School of Music faculty. Also on the program, Vasily Kalinnikov's Symphony No. 1 and Gioachino Rossini's Overture to the Italian Girl in Algiers. The WIU Symphony Orchestra playing Rossini and Kalinnikov en français tonight at 7:30 in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WIU campus. Tonight and tomorrow night at Burlington's Capitol Theater, Cheryl Douglas, known as the voice of many faces, will be tonight Dolly Parton and tomorrow night Patsy Cline. Tonight's program is The Many Colors of Dolly Parton, and tomorrow night's program is Crazy About Patsy, a tribute to Patsy Cline. Both shows are at 7:30 p.m. at the Capitol Theater at 211 North 3rd Street in Burlington. For more information or to order tickets by telephone, call 319-237-1099 during ticket office hours, 2 to 5 Monday through Saturday. You can also buy tickets at the Burlington Capitol Theater Annex in downtown Burlington during ticket office hours. The School of Music at Western Illinois University is presenting its inaugural WIU Piano Festival that will be held tomorrow and Sunday in the Kofak Recital Hall. The festival opens with a recital by internationally recognized concert pianist Alan Chow tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Chow will present a masterclass on Sunday at 12 noon, in which he'll teach select high school students from the region and WIU piano students. All events are free and open to the public. The Piano Festival competition will be tomorrow afternoon at 1. The performance by guest artist Alan Chow will be tomorrow night at 7:30, featuring works by Haydn, Chopin, and Beethoven. Sunday afternoon in WIU's Hainline Theater, the Department of Theater and Dance, in conjunction with the School of Music, presents a showcase concert benefiting the Dorothy and Maughan McMurdy Bachelor of Fine Arts Musical Theater Scholarship Fund. The performance will feature works from Cabaret, Chicago, Curtains, New York, New York, and The Rink. Musical directors for the concert are Associate Professor Kitty Karn and Lecturer Sharon Knott, Associate Professor Heidi Clemens, Assistant Professor Liza Fox, and Kelsey Peters, a senior musical theater major from Lakemore, will choreograph the show. McMurdy, an operatic baritone and bass, taught at Western and performed throughout the region from 1969 until his retirement in 1992. He was the musical director for Western's Summer Music Theater from its beginning until 1991. He's also well known as the composer and musical director of the long-running outdoor musical City of Joseph, which portrayed the history of the early Mormon church in Nauvoo. The showcase concert is Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Hainline Theater on the WIU campus. The price, $15 general admission, $5 for WIU students with an ID.
Why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz, jazz.
Sunday evening in WIU's Kofak Recital Hall, the WIU Concert Choir presents its fall concerts. It's free and open to the public and includes works by Randall Thompson, Frank Ticelli, Randall Stroop, and Gabriel Fauré. Next week, the film series at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb continues with a fall installment of Cinematic Treasures. The films will be run on Monday and Tuesday nights. Monday shows will begin at 7:05 and 9:25, and Tuesday shows will begin at noon, 2:20 in the afternoon, and 4:50 in the afternoon. This week, on Monday and Tuesday, the film is Moonrise Kingdom, a quirky comedy starring Bill Murray, Bruce Willis, and Edward Norton, and directed by Wes Anderson. It's rated PG-13, Moonrise Kingdom, this coming Monday and Tuesday, part of the film series at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb. This coming Tuesday evening, the BCA at WIU continues its 2012-2013 season with up-and-coming country artist Katie Armiger. From the BCA, Mike Music gives us the inside story.
That's right. Very excited about this one. We got an opportunity through one of the agents that I know. She just debuted at the Grand Ole Opry, and her price was going to quadruple after her debut. But they had like 6 dates, and I said, okay, we've got to have her. This is sort of, hopefully, the purpose of the BCA. We want to bring somebody who's on her way, or who he is on his way, you know, so you can go back in 2 or 3 years when they're huge and go, hey, I saw that. I was there. I've met that person. And I think Katie's going to be one of these people. I think it's going to be huge.
Katie Armiger, a great new country singer. She'll be here on Tuesday, October 9th.
You walked in and caught my eye without a fight. I was helpless though I tried with all my might. There's no doubt that I felt something at first sight. I'm all torn up, must be love. Or maybe, baby, I ain't thought it through enough. I think I do, but do I? I think I do, but do I? I think I do, but do I really love you?
Katie Armiger, presented by the BCA this Tuesday evening, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WIU campus. I'm Ken Zonway. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.